ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सत गुरुवार के दिन आप सब की याद लेके।
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw many, many brothers and sisters from Bharat and foreign lands. I saw many of them present there. Baba then said, "Come, child." You're observing the gathering of the father and the children. And I said, Baba, this scene is looking very beautiful. Baba said, sometimes the children come up to the settled region to meet with the father. And sometimes the father himself comes to meet his children, to empower them. He sometimes comes to them. On this day, the day of the Sadguru, it is the day for the meeting between father and children. It is that special day. Baba emerges all the children in the subtle region on this day. Baba never accepts bhog on his own. He emerges all the children and he feeds them the bhog as well. So Baba was giving the children a lot of love. After a few seconds, Baba brought one scene in front of the children. What did I see? There was a very beautiful mountain. On the top, in one side, there were sparkling diamonds. And in another area of the mountain, a very beautiful garden, in which there were a variety of flowers and fruits. But they were at a very high level, high position. So Baba then told the children that you have to fly up to the mountain, visit the garden as well as see the diamonds, the jewels. So then the children asked Baba, how do we reach that stage? So Baba said, Baba has already arranged for this. And as Baba said this, each one received a flying vehicle. Baba said, seat yourself in this vehicle. There was a button on that vehicle. So you have to press the button. So as the children started to sit in the flying vehicle, that started to shake. The vehicle started to shake. Baba was asking the children to sit, but it was moving a lot, and so the children were a bit scared to sit in the seat. Baba said, look closely at the flying vehicle. On the base of the vehicle was written two things. One, silence and introspection, introversion, and along with that, concentration. So as the children were stabilizing themselves in that stage of silence, introspection, and concentration, the flying vehicle became very stable and started to fly up. There was another switch on the vehicle. Baba asked them to press the button. So as the children tried to press the button, for some the button was not getting pressed, they were trying a lot, but it was not happening. On the button was written, look carefully at the button, on it was written, the power to discriminate. And as the children started to use the power to discriminate, they were able to press the button and the flying vehicle started to elevate, move upwards, and the children reached the garden, where there were the variety of fruits. So Baba then asked the children, you can pick whichever fruit you wish. As the children started to peck the fruit, the fruit was looking very beautiful and juicy. There were some who wanted to just only pick the fruit which was looking very beautiful, very juicy. As they were trying to hold on to the stem of the fruit, it was a beautiful stem as well. But as they tried to touch the stem, the fruit changed and became very dark and ugly. The children then asked Baba, "What is happening, Baba?" So Baba again said, "Look closely at the fruit. On the stem of the fruit was written, body consciousness. On one side, body consciousness, the second side, carelessness." So Baba then explained, even now there are some children who have this tail of body consciousness and the sanskar of carelessness. And these sanskars emerge from time to time, which is why even though the father is giving you, bestowing you with good fortune and there are so many attainments for the confluent age, but because of these two sanskars, they are not able to attain these rewards, these attainments, even though they have the fortune, the children are not able to experience it. Baba then gave the children this signal. The more you detach from body consciousness and carelessness, the fruit again became very beautiful and they were able to hold on to the fruit and the children started to dance in joy. Vaha Baba, vaha my fortune. And as the children were in that stage of their awareness of their fortune, they were bathed in beautiful light from above. Baba then said, "These are my children who are extremely fortunate, the souls who are going to rule the world, those who have rights in the confluence age, and they also have full rights on the future kingdom." So Baba is very pleased to see such children. Baba then said, "Let's go to another area of the mountain." So as everyone moved towards the other section where the jewels were, they tried to take hold of the jewels. Some were trying to pick up the jewels. But then as soon as they picked it, it turned into stone. It was sparkling a great deal, but as soon as they took it in their hand, it became like pebbles and stones. So again the children asked Baba, "Why is this happening?" So again Baba said, "Look closely at the stones, at the jewels." Baba explained further, "There are different forms of Maya that are coming to the children now. Some are not able to recognize or understand these forms of Maya. They're not able to understand the reality of Maya and not able to use the power of decision making." So Maya's external forms are very flamboyant, very entertaining, and so because of that, they are not able to stabilize, the children are not able to stabilize themselves in their true self, and they come under the influence of these external forms, these elaborate forms of Maya. They're not able to recognize the truth and the reality of Maya. They're not able to use their power of decision making. So now what do the children have to do? Time is showing its own games, but you children have to make the seat of your soul consciousness stage very strong. And then you won't be influenced or affected by the external forms of Maya. You'll be able to perceive, discriminate them earlier on, and you'll be able to use the power of decision making well. And as the children then stabilize themselves in that stage, they're able to take the jewels in their hands, and the light of those jewels was decorating the children in a very lovely way. Baba was then giving the children a lot of love and he then said, "These are my children who are the to-be, the future rulers, the ones with all rights." I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children. Baba gave lots and lots of remembrances to the children and said, Children, stabilize yourself in the stage of a point, your soul conscious stage. Look at your fortune. Continue to sing praise of your fortune. Baba then gave remembrances to all, and I returned. Om Shanti.